Good evening, this is Mark Lynch, and this is Inquiry. My returning guest tonight is artist, painter, Don Hartman. We're going to be talking about his upcoming shows, including one coming up. He's going to have three works exhibited at the Sprinkler Factory as part of the Trios, a balance of three show where there's going to be 80 participating artists presenting three works of art from March 6th to April 17th. Don, it's such a pleasure to have you. The only thing that's bad is I wish you were here in the studio.
Oh, God, me too. It's much fun.
How have you survived this? Like, is it good for you as an artist?
Believe it or not, at first it was like, oh, God, this is dismal, you know? But it's almost like I felt selfish in a way because it didn't hit me extremely hard. Yes, I'm lonely. I miss my friends, but I mean, that's kind of what I do anyway. So it's kind of like... I kept forgetting, like, oh shit, there's a pandemic, you know, because I was just existed in my own world, my studio, you know.
I know, I was going to say, did it make you do more work?
Yeah, I mean, I'm there pretty much I'm working and stuff, but I'm there quite a bit, you know.
And you still have work, you work in the outside world too.
Yeah, oh God, you know.
We won't say exactly what, but... You work in a regular job and hard work,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm very proud of a gardener. You know?
I know. And it gives you a lot of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, Don, the more, you know, ever since I've been reading those, which seems like they've been going on for years, and I'm not being just a nice guy to you, I really think you should be writing something about this, like you're compiling them in a book.
Well, somebody said something along the same thing as, like, you know, these are like... First, I always get like, this didn't happen to you. I'm like, it'd be sad if it didn't, you know.
You're just making them up.
Some kind of pathetic, you know, Facebook prank. But, like, you know, the only reason is the fact that it happened. It's just like, it makes it even more, because I work, it's a great job. I'm all over the place because I work in rich people's gardens, you know. So
yep.
It's a great job. It's creative, blah, blah, blah. But long story short.
Yeah, but you run into the weirdest.
All the time. I've had.
What is it? I mean, let me tell you. Is it your face, which I don't think is that weird, but it's weird enough. But I mean, is it your somehow your essence, your like being that you're a magnet for these kinds of people?
A magnet, yeah. I've heard a lot of that. Or it's magnet all the time I get. Or it's some kind of My son says it all the time. I just can't walk in anywhere without something happening. At first he thought it was staged, you know. And I'm just like, nah. It's like I'm like almost like Pigpen of chaos, you know. It's like this stuff.
But would you consider writing? I think it.
Yeah. Well, let's back to that. I'm a huge, huge reader. I know you are. So I'm like, I'm not even going to bring up books because I'm heavily intimidated. But
don't ever be. But let me tell you, even the way you write about them, your writing style is really good too. So
well,
I would actually like
gosh.
To. Not that I love your paintings too, but I think you could do the writer/artist thing.
Sure, I would like what I'm. There's ideas popping around because there's nothing better to do. You know.
I know. All of us have been stuck in like this weird limbo.
I don't even know. I walk up. That's what I just walk around. I become so numb. You know.
I know.
It's just like it's a target. You just walk. You know, Richard Hell said it best. Just walk around with a shirt that says "Please kill me." You know.
In lieu of kicking me. Kill me.
No, just get it over with, you know.
That's
like,
right.
One follow swap, you know.
I got to talk about your work. And it's a funny thing about your work and me. I've always liked your work, okay?
Well, hey.
I really have. But I don't know whether it was the pandemic or what. I've really grown to really deeply like your work. Like,
it's my pandemic. Leave it alone, other artists. I had a show. This is phenomenal. It's just, you know, in my world, it figures I had a show in September. It's supposed to be a big to-do. And the pandemic hit. And I'm like, oh, great. It kept getting moved and moved and moved, you know? I'm like, oh, I just did it. It was great. For what it was, because, you know, get people to go out and stuff, but I sold more work than I ever did in any other shows. So I'm like, you know, what is going on here? I'm really cashing in on famine next time, might be, you know, something to go with. I don't know.
I think people like need something to talk to, and your paintings would be great to like put in your room and like create a whole personality and a world with.
Well, that can go good or bad. I had the I sold one to one person. I'll just remain nameless, but he bought it, and his wife had their book club over, and needless to say, the book club didn't like my work. So
whoa,
I'm removed from any kind of Barnes and Noble sponsorship, I guess. But
that strikes me as really both funny and.
Oh, I've had returns, which is fabulous.
No,
I mean, yeah.
I have never see my feeling is art is like fruit at a supermarket. Once you buy it, you own it. You know, it's
you
like
think you think that. You know,
yeah, no, come on, that's. That, you know what,
that's why I'm constantly on the run. You know? It's like,
get that painting away from me.
I'm very nomadic, you know.
He's not in right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's
I'll tell him you called.
TD Bank and the rest, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got a couple of shows I want to talk to you about. And,
sure,
and
sure,
so we benefit
sure.
the audience. The upcoming show, Trios, A Balance of Three, which is at the Sprinkler Factory. Talk to me about the show and what works you're going to have in it.
I personally, I have a bias. Anything at the Sprinkler Factory is and continues to be amazing. It's a space that's like, you know, my studio's there, you know, and I moved from West Street over there, and it's just been on the up and up. I just love the place. You know, the shows are getting better, but and you know, the pandemic has been tough for all this. You know, they've already had a show. excuse me, and it's the online thing, and you register. And they did pretty well, and we're hoping for the same kind of. This is what it is. People are kind of the curiosity is killing the cat, and people are coming out, and it is safe. Is possible, you know.
Do have to sign on online.
Come on, you can go. Yeah, yes, that's the best way to go. And there's a huge way to do it on the Sprinkler Factory website. Just go right on there. It's really easy to do. There's a huge windows a lot of time. And I'm not going to say you can go. Just show up at any time.
Right.
But I wouldn't think it'd be a hassle. So I said it. But I don't think, you know, I mean, if you just stand outside for 2 seconds, I don't think it's a big deal. But, you know.
But do it the right way. And all COVID conventions, you know, you wear your mask, don't be an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be responsible.
And it's a beautiful, you know, it's a great space.
It is, really. And the show is cool because he's been doing this, which I thought was great, the last one, is because, I don't know if, you know, Lou is a good friend of mine, and he, it's the amount of art that was in there. A lot of people looked smaller in the last show, and they did phenomenal. Like, they had, like, maybe five pieces, and there's probably, I think, a total of maybe, I'm going to say, maybe 20 artists, and now there's 50. And it's really good for when you, it's more bang for the buck, I think, when you get out there. And the space is so large now because they took out that central wall, so it's almost intimidating when you walk
The publicity stuff is saying there's 80 artists.
80 now, okay.
Now the story is, this is called Trios, A Balance of Three. It's it's works unified, I'm going to read it out of the thing,
sure,
unified by a single concept, inspiration, method, material, palette, or mood. Mm-hmm. All I can say is, as soon as I can recognize a work by you, like the length of a football field.
That's great, right?
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. You have
that.
A style. I mean, it's you. So do you? Did you pick an idea? Or are you just uniting it through some other weird way?
I really have a brand new idea. It's like I've been working. I'll tie that in too. It's like as much information as possible. I've been working a new. I don't really. It's not brand new, but I'm working. I'm incorporating photography because I've been working with Stephen Corrado.
That's because, wait a minute, let's take a spot and inform the audience. That's because you were an artist in residence at Clark University in fall of 2020. What was that? First of all, let's finish your story, and then I want to get back to that, what that was like.
Okay.
So you're incorporating photography.
Yeah, so that really goes back to that. You know, I mean, I guess I can do that way, too. I'll make it simple. I Stephen selected me for artist in residence, you know, and I gladly took it, you know, and I was a bit nervous, and, you know, and basically what it was is, like, I went in, and it was, like, to show students. It wasn't like a photographer or anything that. It was like a more or less like how to deal with the art world kind of class.
Yeah,
I showed them like life of an artist, you know. So then they were aware of that, like, studio. I didn't do any visits, but I showed them that. But it was really actually contact with the younger kids that was amazing to me, because, you know, you're not, you pull yourself away from any kind of college situations. You've been there after a long time. You kind of lose connection, and, you know, it was really good to talk to the kids, and they're all, you know, it's like good to hear, you know, long in the tooth, you know, but there's a lot of stuff. And then it was great with them and stuff, but Stephen really, when I'm working with him, we developed a way. I'm in the photo labs and not utilize that. That's what he does. He's a photography teacher, you know? So I'm there with him. So I'm like, well, what can I can have full access to anything I wanted, you know, in there.
Wow.
I think, yeah. So, you know, photography is like, you know, it's amazing. You know, they have like printers. It was intimidating. Like, what the hell am I going to do? I'm a painter, you know?
Yeah.
So I basically, we just want paint on, you know, I took photography to make this really simple. I took all the photos, right? And basically put them, projected them, enlarged them onto canvas paper, which is basically canvas, but it's photo paper also, so you can project an image on there. And we'd purposely distort the stuff, and I'd go back and kind of correct it. And you get these portraits that have these really weird, odd quality to them, you know.
Wow.
Between painting and between what I left remaining in the photos. So
this is totally new work from you.
It's not really when you look at it. It's like, you know, first I'm like, is this too much? Because I don't think I've done enough of what I'm doing. You know, I mean, I could keep going all on my way. Because basically my work's about situational stuff and people, and, you know, it's pretty wide open. This is just another, to me, it's the rendering a little bit more and depth, and it's kind of like, it's a detailed version of stuff. It's like the finer stuff I focused in on and stuff. It's a bit like part two, and it really feels like that. It's like a brand new opportunity, but still, I didn't go on. I like artists can do that, but I really can't. You'll see a lot of artists can jump from like sculpture really quickly, you know?
Right.
This is a big jump for me because it's like, it's technology, but at the same time, I'm old schooling it. And I think that's very important. You know,
have you been have you been seduced that you're going to start working at least for a bit in this way, or do you want to just get back to pure painting?
It's really funny because, as a painter, you get a lot of, I wouldn't say the camp's so divided like it used to be, but there definitely is, like, you know, or you're a photographer or you're a painter, or, you know, it's just a very
kind
of artist you really are, you know? And, you know, the painters are some old school kind of painters that are like, you know, it's you're going against the grain or something because it's not painting. I like your painting, you know? And I was always thought, you know, that's just crap because, I mean, I didn't study painting, you know, if one must know that. I mean, I stumbled upon, and my stuff is raw, and, you know, it's not about color sometimes, which sounds like, you know, but it's textural, and it's the garish quality to it. Sometimes it can be not so attractive, and there's undercurrents of that. The photo stuff, which really I kept my same palette, so it's even creepier. It's like you're bringing stuff. There's a harrowing to it, and I really didn't want that because I don't, like, you know, of all things right now, it's not the timing. I didn't want to. I'm not. A lot of stuff people call my work is melancholy, and they don't. I really don't get that a lot because there's a lot of humor in it, also. You know.
Yeah, but I do see that a lot. But I would have to say that there's a weird. It's not melancholy. There's a weird ennui.
Yeah.
Like, people are there and it's a long moment. It's like that pause in the conversation that happens every 20 minutes and people don't know what to do.
That's a great point.
That's in that moment.
Silence was the name of the show. My wife actually came up with that title. I thought that was Uncomfortable Silence.
That's it. Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's like, you know, and I think it's not a fact of like, you know, like, gosh, how many artists that you talk to, that it's this gigantic concept behind them, which is fine and dandy. It's thought out, blah, blah, blah. I shoot from more of the hip a lot of my work, and I don't think people understand that. It's, yes, it's painting, but that's just my way of that's what I'm using as my way of, like, communicating. It's like, you know, it's still the same issues, I guess, as photography, so there's really not a big jump, you know? And Stephen taught me a lot about how to look really again, which I say is eye-opening to not just necessarily detail, but, you know, the cropping and stuff. I learned so much as far as, like, which I've been doing kind of my own way, is what makes a photo interesting. It has a lot to do with what makes a painting interesting, you know, composition-wise and along that. Because a lot of people can say that my works are like photographs, which I use Polaroids as a template before. So yada yada. I mean, I could go on. So I'm very sorry. I'm pretty long-winded. But
no, that's great. Yeah, actually, no, I'd rather talk to an artist than talk about their work. And it's funny, when I first heard about you and Stephen working together, I was going like, well, that sort of seems like, I don't know if that's a great pair. Then when I thought, well, you know, there's people that, you know, and that's no reflection on either of your work. But then I thought, wow, there's actually a lot related between your two work.
There is. Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, I couldn't agree with you more than 100%. You know, because Stephen Dorado is known for this. You know, I have photography in just a beautiful way. You can say that regardless. Subject matter that is hands down as a technician, he's just, you know, a genius, you know. And that's enough kissing his ass. But,
your work has a not a completely raw, but a raw like a spontaneous quality to it. Always, whenever you see a Stephen Dorado photo, it always seems like he worked on it a long time.
And he does. Yeah.
And yours seems like you had a lot of energy and you put it on the canvas.
What I'm finding is basically he really, really enjoys the same thing that I do, is the work where there is, I wouldn't say alienation, he's really concerned about the situation of anything, you know?
Well, I know he's doing a series on COVID, right?
Nonchalant, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like beach scenes, oh, it's lovely, blah, blah, blah. I looked a little deeper than that because it's not like a lot of, it's beautifully shot like an Ansel Adams. I know we'd hate that, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of stuff underneath his work, too, I guess I'm getting at.
Yep,
so, you know, there's an undercurrent underneath there that can be disguised, I guess. Mine isn't disguised. It's right in front of you. And I get in a lot of trouble for that sometimes, I guess, you know.
I got to do a station ID. You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is Inquiry. My name is Mark Lynch. My returning guest tonight, it is always a pleasure to talk to him, except I wish it wasn't by phone, is artist and painter Don Harmon. If you would like to see three of his works, he's in a gigantic show at the Sprinkler Factory called Trios, A Balance of Three. Each artist has three works presenting on something unified by a single concept, inspiration, method, material, palette, or mood. So getting back
to... It's really diverse, too. I mean, obviously, but there's some really good... Alisa Bartleson's in it.
Yep.
You know, the sculpture of her. I'm not, you know, as far as size, obviously, for there's going to be pretty contained, which is nice, but I'm not going to go. It's a big space. So, you know, I mean, the in fact, you just said 80 is whoops. It's a lot.
How big are your works that you're showing?
Are they going to be a little bit? They're not going to. I've been working 22 by 33 inches, which is kind of like a standing size. I'm kind of getting off these prints kind of things at first.
Yep, yep.
And it's nice because it's large enough and it's not too large. I really, really miss. I have a sense. I love painting large, really, really large. And it's just like, you know, like I can't put this in my house. And that's not what I want to go for, but it's the same thing.
Not if you want to
compromise.
Not if you want to sell the work, because
it's a big thing. I can do a whole other conversation, you know.
Well, you know, or a museum could buy it.
That's what we're hoping. You know, it's like, there's so many things with this pandemic is like goes shows wise too, is, you know, that's another, a lot of artists concerned and worried about, which is changing so brutally now because there is, you know, what's the outcome of this, you know, and it's just, you know.
I have a feeling a lot of galleries are going to close.
Yeah. And like, you know, what's weird and it's in a tragic way is the snobbery's gone away because there's no reason to be a snob anymore.
Well, there's no place for it. It's like, how can you afford to be a snob when there's nobody there?
It's a risky thing to do at these times to be a snob. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We're going to run out of time, Don. And I got to talk to you about this because you just wrote to me about this and I didn't know it. Talk to me about this art exhibition called Blue Situations.
Sure. The last show I did. That's the one involved photography and paint. Well, you know, base photography is like the start of everything, I guess. I wanted to do like kind of a behind the scenes kind of thing, I guess. So I took like people that were kind of, I don't know, the movers and shakers of the art scene, I guess. Took their portraits out of character, like, you know, like these, like Honey Hess is the perfect example, really good person. And that I used to do with Worcester Craft Center, and I had her and her husband in my van.
Whoa.
It's like, and everybody's like, how the heck did you do that? So it's like, you know, but it's not the ha 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 kind of stuff. They're deeper than that. And I did 21 of them. and it was really cool to see all of them together. But that was the biggest show I've done in a while, and I consider it successful, you know. And behind it was an investigation of a new prospect a lot too. So it was a series. Yeah,
it's weird, but do you don't take this the wrong way.
No way.
do you consider yourself a portraitist?
Portraitist is a tough word, but I deal with people. That's about
yeah, but I don't know many people who actually do portraits, however they do them.
I did commissions and stuff like that.
No, it's like I look at your work, and maybe it's because we're in Worcester, but I know all the people in the work, and you capture an aspect of them, and I started realizing, man, it's not a straight-on portrait by any means.
Sure.
But you are in like the grand tradition of painting. A portrait artist.
That was something I wasn't going for, but a lot of people thought that was like that opened up another side of that. Like, oh, it's the warming side of Don Hartman.
Okay. Wait a minute.
It's the hallmark for it. Cleaned up, the hallmark.
The after school special Don.
Yes. I'm played by Scott Bayer.
I didn't mean that in the least. I just hope you realize that. Oh my God. Holy crap. The things that you go through being an artist.
It's fun.
It's not what people think. It's this stuff.
It's weird work. I feel like, the last couple of years, it's like, I really feel like I'm allowed to do it. It's a blessing. It's a kiss and a curse. It's the best thing in the world I could describe it as, because it's excellent that you can pursue anything you want and creative in your studios. But at the same time, it's a bit insular, and it's not the best sometimes as far as monetarily reaching.
That's for sure.
I love it.
Do you love working in series?
Yes, I always have. It's a great question. I can't work without them. I kind of lump myself in there, and I work them. It's pretty crazy. I work on them all the same time. So my studio have like 30 things at once. And that's really, I do it sometimes. I think it's because it's, you mentioned before, like a quick motion. That's about the quickest I can do. Like, I think as far as like, there's a sameness I like about the series, and the fact that it's weird because like maybe half of them to me really stick out, but some of them have to work in the series, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
They stand outside of it. Others work better than others, I guess.
I think the weirdest thing you did that I know about is the GOAT series.
Yeah.
Which, like, out of nowhere,
I know.
This artist who usually focuses on humans just did goats, and you really did a lot of them. And
I did.
And all sorts of stuff came out of them. I mean, there were like goat shirts. There were like.
It was pretty crazy. It was,
What happened? Where did that come from?
It was more than anything, it was a kind of running joke that was fun, But, like, I was over, they used to go over. I came from Stephen Dorado's house, actually. A lot of artists go there on a Thursday night, And so I was bored out of my skull because too many people talking at once.
Yep.
Then I had my sketchbook and I just started. I was drawing of all things. I'm the only thing I can draw pretty well freehand is goats and toilets. You figure that out. I don't know. They're pretty.
Wow.
Geometrically, a toilet's pretty. Highly evolved sculpture.
Yeah, it is.
Duchamp and all.
I know.
It's a nice piece of work to look at.
In the tradition of R. Mutt.
Yeah,
it is a weird. I mean, he submitted that; it was rejected, but he had a point that it's got form and it's made out of interesting.
Anything from like look at Stevens, he was like just saw he was taking pictures of paper bags. It's like it's there anywhere. Study is it's just weird about like you said about being an artist. Sometimes it's just a way of looking at things differently, and when you're that's what's great about. when you're stuck alone by yourself because things take on a whole new, entity, it sounds cliche, but.
we're going to run out of time. Can I ask you about materials? What are you using? And
right now?
No. Yeah. Or traditionally actually before right now.
I use a lot of a base going in first. I used to oil paint. I'd use all the time because I could really build up a big impasto, which is just built up paint, like a textural thing.
It's very your work is very textural.
Yeah, I love that. It almost one of that guys, it influenced me a lot, like the action painting of Lucian Freud.
Yep, yep, yep.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, that was like the closest I could say, you know, as far as like getting its detail with impasto, I guess. But I use a lot of oil sticks now, which is the oil bars, which is really considered like student supplies. But the variety of it's oil paint in a stick, and so it basically was used for how to blend and stuff. But what for the medium I'm using now on this paper and stuff, you make so many. I use washes and stuff, removals, a big thing. It's wide open, so it's still basically oil paint. I use a lot of acrylic as a back thing. It's pretty traditional, but the only thing that's way out of whack now is the use of photos, because like I feel guilty when I'm trying to cover it up. So it's like a cat burying something, or you know, it's really odd because.
But a cat's usually burying a turd. So
these aren't these. Well, teach the eye of the beholder, you know. But no, it was weird because like I had a lot of flack on that, which it seems like I don't know if I'm looking for it, or that's another thing about the magnet, you know. It's like, well, these are just like there's like just coloring in stuff. I'm like, I got really.
You know, people need to take a break.
I know. I get like I'm overly sensitive. I'm not cut out for this kind of work.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, can everybody just tone it down?
Oh, I know, it's crazy. And I mean, it's really funny. I mean, that's what I mean. In all seriousness, it could be art. That's the bad thing about it is there is a lot of stuff like that and backstabbing crap. But it's just do what you do. You know,
yep,
it's like you
yep.
rise above that. It's like, you know, my gosh, it's like any other little reindeer game.
We're completely out of time, Don.
Okay.
And I feel like I only started to talk to you. My returning guest tonight has been artist, painter, photographer, Don Hartman's hopefully soon to be writer. And if you want to see three of his works, it's going to be at the Sprinkler Factory from March 6th to April 17th in a huge, huge show called Trios, a balance of three, 80 participating artists presenting three works of art unified by a single concept, inspiration, method, material, palette, or mood. Don, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Thanks again. Thank you.
You're listening to WICN 90.5 FM. This is my name is Mark Lynch. Good night.